We are going to read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. This is the word of the Lord. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with him." This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. I'm going to read you a little bit more. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. It was a custom in that day that for funerals and to comfort people, they actually had women who were professional mourners. And they would come to funerals and these solemn occasions, and they would be dressed in dark clothing, and they would wail and moan and cry out, and it was their custom. It's what they did. They helped people through their grief. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." You know, our brains are amazing organs. The brain and the spinal cord make up the central nervous system. And we have all this gray matter, and there's all these different parts to the brain, and they have all these different functions. There's the right hemisphere, the left hemisphere, the frontal lobe, you know, and the brain takes in all this information from our senses, from the things that we touch and hear and smell and see. You know, in the information we give our brain, we program our brains with the learning that we go through life, not just our experiences, but things that we read about and listen to and that. And then our brains process all of that, and our brains tell our body what to do, how to react. Computers are a lot like that. You know, computers the processor in the computer takes all the information that we program it with, and it analyzes it, and then right away puts it back out into whatever project we program it to do. Pretty interesting stuff. We live by how we process empirical data. And that empirical data is the information that's all around us in the world. Martha and Mary and all the Jews that came out of Jerusalem to help them, as far as they were concerned, Lazarus was a goner. He was dead. Another thing that they believed in their day was that the soul hung around the body for 3 days. That there was always a chance of revival. There was always this hope that something could be done within 3 days, because that's how long the soul stuck around the body even when they died. 4 days, you're a total goner. And so Lazarus had been dead 4 days. So as far as Martha and Mary and all the others who were gathered there were concerned, their brains told them there was no hope for Lazarus. And Jesus, of course, he comes and he's on his way. And even before he gets there, Martha goes out and meets him. And Martha says, if you'd only been here, this wouldn't have happened. Martha, don't you get it? Your brother will rise again. Oh, I know he'll rise on the last day. He'll rise in the resurrection of the dead on the last day when the Lord comes back again and all of creation is judged. I know that that'll happen. Jesus said, nope. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. I bring the power of resurrection with me. Martha, that's who I am. You got to understand that, Martha. Don't you believe? She goes, yeah, I believe that you are the Messiah come into the world, the one that God would send. Things are not always what they appear to be. Jesus says that he who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Wait a minute. There we go. Hi. The one who lives and believes in me will never die. Never die. How hard it is to do a funeral for somebody who never believed in Jesus. That's tough. I mean, it's tough on me. Family don't seem to care. Who cares, you know. They're dead, just get them buried. Don't you understand? Wow. Doing a funeral for a Christian, it's a heartbreaker, but it's still, hey, we're celebrating. We're celebrating because we know that this is not the end. Death is not the end of life. Not for anybody. It's heaven or hell after that. It's just a change of location. Things are not always what they appear to be. See, in the flesh, Lazarus was beyond living again. All they believed in was what they could see at the moment. In the world, this is how things work. We judge by the things that we see around us. Even a lot of us Christians, we still judge by what things appear to be. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You hear me quote that a lot. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. The world judges things according to what they see. But things are not always what they appear to be, especially when you have faith and you're willing to trust. You're willing to let go. Trust in the things that you can't see. Proverbs chapter 3 says, lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways, trust in God. With your whole heart, trust in God. The power of God can resurrect the dead. The power of God can even resurrect those who appear to be dead. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of dead among us. a lot of death. How many people here have watched The Walking Dead? How about World War Z? Savannah and I were talking in confirmation class. Boy, we just loved that movie. Brad Pitt, great movie. Zombies, you know, it's really, really weird stuff, okay? Things are not always what they appear to be. According to John chapter 3, verse 18, whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. See, there are those people who, just like Lazarus, are laying in a tomb, and they're dead. Dead in their sins, dead in their addiction. There are people who are wrapped up in grave clothes, just like Lazarus was. They're wrapped up in abuse. They're wrapped up in addiction. They're wrapped up in fear and anxiety, depression. People who are socially, mentally, emotionally dead, economically bound up. There are a lot of people who are suffering, they are not able to see the light of day because they are so oppressed in this life, in this world. And they're all around us. They may even be here. There are people dealing with all kinds of burdens and issues that can't live life to the fullest, which is what Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. And yet we can't do it because we can't find the joy. And Jesus said that the things that I have done, you will do in greater things. Think about that. Jesus said that. The things that I have done, you will do in greater things. Are you ready? Lazarus, come forth. It's what Jesus said with a loud voice after they rolled the stone away. First they had to complain, it's going to stink. He's been rotting for 4 days. He says, it doesn't matter. Don't judge by what you see. Just know that I have resurrection power. I am the resurrection and the life. His followers, he sent out and gave them authority over every kind of disease and infirmity. And they cast out demons. And they healed people left and right. They even raised the dead. Jesus has given us resurrection power to do the same thing for the people who are dead in this world and in our lives. To set them free from the things that bind them. To call them out of that pit of despair. That's the mission of the church. It's what we are supposed to do, is to bring life to a dead world. We say our prayers, but we act like they're magic words, and then we walk away and hope it worked. I'm saying, man, get riled up, get worked up, get fired up. Be bold in your faith. Go into somebody's life who you know is struggling and take authority over that situation in the name of Jesus Christ and tell them, Lazarus, come out. Come out of that pit. Come out of there. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I can't do it. I can't do it. With God, all things are possible. The Bible tells us to resist the devil. He will flee from you. Draw near to God and God will draw near to you. Take authority and be bold in your faith, because people need us to do that. Otherwise, we're going to leave them in the tomb. And when he said, Lazarus, come out, Lazarus came out wrapped in grave clothes, and Jesus said, take that off of him and let him go. And we're to do the same thing for people today. When we call them out of their tomb, we're to take off the things that bind them, to help them, to let them go. Not just throw up a prayer and walk away and hope it worked. On Sundays when we have prayer concerns, we should be speaking with authority to those prayer concerns. Taking authority in the name of Jesus, because he gave us the power over every disease and infirmity. gave us the power to raise the dead. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, no longer conform to the pattern of this world. And it goes on to say, but be renewed. Lean on your understanding. Wait a minute. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. No longer conform to the pattern of this world. Don't do things the way the world does it. Forget about the solutions the world has to offer. You've got something better. You've got the power of Almighty God who can raise the dead. You've got that. So be transformed. Be resurrected by the renewing of your mind. By feeding data into your mind about Jesus. Program your mind with things about Jesus. The scriptures and the stories, the music, the praise and the worship. And then live life to the fullest. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. What does it say? Nope, not that one. Close. We studied it all last month. It was our memory verse. Okay, but Luke 1:37 says, no word of God will ever fail. No word of God will ever fail. Program your mind with the word of God. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And speak the word with authority. Lazarus, come forth. Take authority over these situations in your own life and in somebody else's life. That's what the story of Lazarus tells us. Remember, Jesus, he said, those things that I've done and greater things you will do. My question is, do you believe? Do you believe that? I want to close with this. There was a professor who was teaching his students the laws of physics. And the professor was a great guy. He was a lot of fun. He made class interesting. Some of the students got together and decided to perform an experiment. And so these students went to class, which was held in a big auditorium, and they put a cable up in the ceiling. And this big steel cable came down, and on the end of that steel cable, they hung a 200-pound piece of jagged metal. So when all the students showed up and the professor came, there up on the stage was hanging this 200-pound piece of jagged metal. And the professor said, oh, what's this? And the student said, we want to do an experiment. Will you help us? The professor said, sure. And so they asked the professor to sit in his chair on one end of the stage. He did. And then some of the students grabbed that jagged piece of metal and they pulled it all the way back across the stage until it touched the professor's nose. And the one student said, now we are about to find out about the law of gravity and diminishing returns, which the professor has taught us. And the students let go of that jagged piece of metal, and that metal went whoosh across the stage. It arced all the way up as high as it could go, and then it paused for just a moment, whoosh, and it came shooting back right at the professor sitting in his chair. And right before it got to the professor, he dove out of his chair. Now, he knew, according to the laws of diminishing return and gravity, that that piece of metal won't come back as far as it did the first time. It wouldn't have reached him. And the whole class cracked up, and the student on the stage said, does the professor believe in what the law of diminishing returns is? And they said, no. You see somebody suffering, somebody in a grave, wrapped in grave clothing, bound up by the things of this world. Do you believe that you can say, Lazarus, come forth, and they'll be set free? That's what the Word of God says. God loves you, and so do I.